about women.
Hello, my name is Albertine Dennis. I'm the manager of Dublin South FM and the chairperson for CREO. And I've been doing some research into why women are not supported in sport as much as men are. It's generally believed that girls grow up thinking that sports are just for boys and that only boys' sports are taken seriously. There was a book written recently called The GAA, A People's History. Michael Cusack is the author, and he dedicates a chapter to women in the GAA. Although the GAA acknowledge women's participation in the sport, they feel that they are grossly underrepresented at high levels. For instance, no woman has ever trained or been a selector at a county team level, and no woman has ever refereed a GAA match at a top level. It's also felt that the attendance at sports grounds for women's finals, they're grossly underrepresented in terms of the fans, whereas lots of women and men will attend the All-Ireland final when it's a man's team. When it's a woman team playing, they tend not to turn up. So the general feeling is that if there was more media coverage around women's sports, there would be more attendance at the grounds, thereby the women's teams would be able to get more sponsorship and get more support.
As Tina well said, we are going to be discussing the issue of women participation and also the support for women sports in Ireland, and specifically within the family of sports of the GAA. I was talking to Tony Guattini, who is the National Integration Officer of the Gaelic Athletics Association, who explained the integration strategy adopted by the GAA and also how they are working in relation to the issue of women presence and participation in the sport.
Yeah, my name is Tony Guattini and I'm the National Inclusion Officer. My role is inclusion and integration in the family of games. My remit also covers the nine grounds of discrimination.
When did all the integration strategy started within the GAA? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Inclusion and integration has been happening organically for years, and we are probably not the best at monitoring it. So trying to put a structure in place is what I've been doing. So in 2007, the then president, Nicky Brennan, recognised the untapped potential of the immigrants coming into Ireland, and so he set up a task force to look at how we can tap into that potential. And on the same day as a big match here in Croke Park, we had a forum where we invited the various community groups in to discuss how we could work together and moving forward to include them in the association. And then from that task force, well, we put together a strategy in not only the actual GAA strategy, the strategic vision and action plan, but so important that the association feel that, you know, that people from the new communities were to Ireland, that we launched the actual inclusion integration strategy at the same time. A couple of key points from the strategy was obviously the appointment of the National Inclusion Officer. So that is myself. And then a couple of things would be setting up a committee to advance the cause of inclusion and integration. But like I said, my remit covers the nine grounds of discrimination. So that's from, you know, obviously race or I think minorities, including travellers, disabilities, and many more, obviously. And so we look at the integration of the family of games. So that's the GAA, which is football, hurling, rounders, and handball, and ladies football and camogie. So that's the family of games. And then the inclusion side is the inclusion spectrum, which is, you know, disabilities, ethnic minorities, travellers, and so we mould them together to form the specific county committee.
You just mentioned the ladies camogie and football.
And that was my next question, really. Do you think that the GA may need to maybe think about a strategy? Not so much about what is promoting the sport within their own ranks, because I think there is enough promotion there, but maybe to promote it to the general public?
Okay. At a national level, the three bodies, the GAA, Ladies Gaelic Football Association, and the Camogie Associations, are separate entities in their own right. When girls turn 13, they can stream off to one or other of the ladies' sports. At under 12 down, boys and girls can play on the same teams. What we have created only quite recently is social and recreational games, Kamanaboo and Pailaboo, where men and women can play together, on a social side, a bit like tag rugby. As much as we can, the ladies' games, they are autonomous. And we do Croke Park is offered to them for their finals. I've been to a couple of the finals here, and it's not quiet. I can tell you that it's very, very noisy. And actually, fair play to Camogie. Last year, was it the year before, they actually had a very good intercultural day where they invited the various community groups, and there was a display on the field, and the non-Irish, what do you call them now, flag bearers for the mm-hmm. teams to run through and things like that. So in terms of, my role, I do cover both ladies football and Camogie, and we do have a lot of cooperate, and we do cooperate together on child protection, inclusion and integration. So there is some tie up there. But in terms of, the high power stuff, everyone keeps themselves, so to speak.
And that was all from Tony, but now Tina also has something to add. Maybe she has some answers to some of our questions.
So my conclusion is basically, women need to be more visible in the media for their sporting achievements. They need more women involved at official level in sports. For instance, young girls could shadow officials as they're growing up through the sport and become more involved in the business side of the sport and around refereeing and promotion and media coverage. And we do tend to have a lot of women who report on the sport, but they tend to not report on their own sports or female sports. There is a huge emphasis on men's sports, and until that changes, women's sports, although they are growing all the time, more women are getting involved in sports, but maybe they won't finish as early as men tend to kind of go on until their 30s and 40s and still be involved in sports. Women tend to take a back seat. So we need more media positive coverage of women and women's sports.